Pura was among one of those groups of original home brewers, guys who were just making beer at home and getting together into clubs, who then grew into what we know as the craft beer scene, the artisanal, locally made beer that's popping up all over Wynwood. Now in Doral, there are some breweries opening as far as Kendall, one, the Tank Brewing in west of the airport. So in other words, there's this whole movement of folks brewing their own beer at a large scale commercially for the South Florida market, and that all started with guys like Piero.
Tell me a little bit about MIA Beer Company and really what they've evolved into.
What's interesting about what these guys did is they started out west. So everybody was starting to brew beer like in the Wynwood area. You have Jay Wakefield, you have Concrete Beach, which is actually a subsidiary of Boston Beer Company, and Wynwood Brewing, which was the original, all by, you know, those two of those three by local guys. But he was the first to, the guy named Eddie Leon, who runs MIA Brewing, was the first to kind of look at the vastness and cheap space out in Doral and say, this is the place to do a brewery. That's kind of what made them pioneers. They have plenty of space to grow, and the truth is, Doral is growing so fast that folks here want places that, where they don't have to drive 30 minutes. And this has kind of become that. It's a hangout space. Imagine like a bar, because where they sell food. But you can also look through these large glass pane windows under kind of Miami Vice fluorescent lights and see the brewing process happening on the other side of the wall. And it's really neat. It's very unique.
I get the sense, and I don't know if this is the case with Piero, but you know, in other cases, a lot of people kind of, you know, they get their chops really at brewing festivals. You know, was that the case with him?
That's where they made the connection, where he made the connection with the owner of MIA Beer. Is, you know, he went headlong into brewing, from everything his friends and family say. He went just headlong into brewing. He quit his job. He had done a bunch of odd jobs, including working at a liquor store. And he just decided that he found some identity in being able to create things. Things like a banana pale ale and a cucumber saison, you know, different styles of beer with different flavors. And it just apparently is something that really caught an interest, like chefs, you know, those flavors are something that really appealed to him. And they started brewing locally in all these festivals. The Brew at the Zoo is a very well-known one. The other one's Grovetoberfest. It's Imagine Oktoberfest in October in Coconut Grove. And that's kind of where their name started to get out, and people really respected the beers that he was making. In other words, he was creating quality products.
And what was the one he was most famous for? Or did he have one?
Well, there was one that everybody knows. It's called El Cuco, which is, you know, if you grew up in Miami, it's, you know, there's like a, El Cuco is kind of like it could be anything from like the scary boogeyman, you know. It could be a name for the boogeyman, and it was a beer that he was kind of apparently really well known for.
What do we know about his ambitions and what he, I guess, had in store for the future? Or was he just that kind of guy who was always, as you said, always tinkering, looking for a new creation?
From what I can tell, he was a guy who wasn't thinking about tomorrow, in other words, in the sense that wasn't necessarily obsessed with a five-year plan. Instead, he was thinking about doing things that were interesting and exciting to him now. I mean, this is the kind of thing you would expect from a guy who, you know, he DJed at night. Like, he still continued to be a DJ at places like, you know, Gramps at Wynwood, which is like a real hipster, hipster kind of place. Although folks will probably hate the word hipster, the counterculture. Let's call it counterculture. Places like Churchill's, which is a well-known bar out in Little Haiti, you know, played a lot of punk, played a lot of rock, a lot of bands when they came into town before they played their major venue would play shows at Churchill's, you know, and it's like a real hardcore music venue and bar. So I think he was just like a guy that embraced life, you know, just really wanted to take it all in, and so his that was his goal. It seemed like he was living out his ambitions.
There's a special memorial for him later today.
Yeah, appropriately, it's at the brewery. A guy who brewed beer for a living. His bosses and friends at MIA Beer are going to open their tap room to folks who knew him. and raise a pint to him, share stories about him, and they invite folks who knew him and want to hear stories about him to show up and participate.
And that starts at?
It starts 5 o'clock Wednesday, obviously, and they're at 10400 Northwest 33rd Street. So Northwest 33rd and about the 104 block.
Is there anything off the top of your head, anything else that I missed? I was just trying to hit the main points.
I will say that one of the most interesting things they did is that knowing that he had a 9-year-old son, they started a GoFundMe page. And if you go to GoFundMe and type in his name, Piero, P-I-E-R-O, you'll probably find where they've actually already surpassed the $10,000 goal that they wanted as a minimum. It's already up to like something like $26,000 the last time I checked.